All right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the morning disaster, and I got to tell you what. There was nothing better than letting Nikki know last night, vacation's over, time to get back to work and do the show tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. The response was so uneventful. The response was so,
I believe it just said okay.
Yep. That's our Nikki.
That's the response of the lazy, I'm sure.
Thank you, little Noid. Yeah, boy, you sounded so... I don't know what you were doing on vacation, but you sounded so ready to continue doing it.
It was just a reminder that it was Monday coming up.
Oh, so you were...
I didn't even know what day it was.
Wow, you must have been having a good time. I got to tell you, I start to feel, when we're off the air, I start to feel crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I felt like every single day I was waking up with absolutely nothing to do. You know?
That's why I slept a lot.
It made me nuts. I felt, you know, I just felt so inadequate and unneeded and so, you know. Can't even describe how I was feeling.
It's just another week for me.
Yeah. I mean, you guys don't. Gully didn't have any. What in England? You guys don't celebrate Thanksgiving, right?
No.
Yeah. Well, of course they don't. You know, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving. They don't celebrate July 4th. They don't celebrate. You know.
All those, you know.
By the way, that was my favorite one. I can't remember who was on the. Somebody was on the show, and they wished Gully a happy 4th of July.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Which I love because he doesn't celebrate the 4th of July. It's when we broke away from his people.
Right.
Happy escape day.
Yeah.
Escape day.
So when Gully is on this show, people always call in and wish, and you know, they wish him a happy whatever. It's usually a holiday they don't even celebrate. Oh, yeah. My God.
Exciting as it is for me.
Yeah. Loads of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's just a Thursday for me. Thank you.
Well, yeah. I mean, who's going to, you know, who in the hell's going to celebrate in England? Mm. Who in the hell is celebrating a day that, you know, a day that reminds your people of a failure?
Great loss.
Yes.
Just think what America would be like if you were still owned by us.
Yeah. Better off.
Be cool.
We'd be like Canada.
Yeah,
no Trump.
I think we'd be like Canada. And boy, you know what? The English English government would be so rich.
That'd be nice.
You know? Mm-hmm. Freaking king and the queen would be even more powerful. They would be all encompassing. Yeah, baby. All powerful. Yeah, so happy, I don't even know what the happy blah, blah, blah day, people. It's good to be back. It does feel so good to be doing a show. I missed it. I really did. I should have found a way to get back sooner. Because
I did ask midweek.
You know what I did? I felt like all I wanted to do was eat. You know, oh my God.
Missing an hour and a half a day, all you wanted to do was eat.
Yeah, it was horrible. It really was. It was just horrible. Oh,
it was
my
a horrible
God.
Break.
Yeah. So I need to be back. I'm very glad. I'm very glad to be back. Trust me. Oh, the sitting on my ass doing nothing days are over.
Well, you know what time I went to bed yesterday?
What time did you go to bed?
7 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You were up till 7 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Like
I was...
Last two, like, Friday and Saturday.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I was feeling bad for going to bed at 4 a.m.
I don't think I've seen 4 a.m. in years.
I got to tell you what, I haven't slept away half the day. This vacation, I was sleeping until 1 o'clock. Sleep until 1. I mean, what the hell's going on with me? What kind of animal sleeps till 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
I was getting up like at 5 or 6.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
You were sleeping from 7 a.m. in the morning.
That's 9-10 hours.
To like 5 or 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Good. Did you even see that daylight? Because that's what happened. You got into some kind of weird sort of...
Zombie?
Yeah, like a zombie. Mm. You were sleeping when you should have been awake and awake when you were sleeping. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I saw daylight at 7 a.m.
Unbelievable.
I had a productive week last week.
What did you do last week, Gully? Without us.
I mostly went to gym.
You went to the gym?
Yeah, 4 times.
Look at him. Wow. Look at him. He's getting all healthy and stuff.
I know. But I did have a few beers last night, though.
I'm pretty proud of you.
Only 6. Not all of the beers. No. Which is moderation for me, if you think about it.
6 isn't that bad.
Yeah, it was all right. Feel fine today.
I just ate so much. Oh, my God. And I was just eating to eat, you know?
All the Thanksgiving leftovers?
Yeah, just ate and ate and ate. And oh, my God. We had a pretty decent-sized Thanksgiving at my house.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We had my mother and brother and my buddy DC. And we had a bunch of people over for Thanksgiving Day. And we ate there, you know. And then I wanted seconds during the meal. But I was so lazy.
How can you have seconds during the meal?
Here's the deal. You're
eating the firsts?
Yeah, I ate my first.
Seconds.
I ate my first plate. It was a big plate of turkey. And mashed potatoes and stuffing and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I devoured it, right?
Right.
But then I was too lazy to get up and get another plate, you know. Mm-hmm. And with our
it's
table.
Probably a good thing because you got to let it digest some.
Well, with the table, you know, we eat at the big table in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so stuffed, you know. And I basically like slid my ass in there and I didn't fit, you know. Like between the wall and the table. So I was squeezed in. I was really squeezed in, all right? And it was after that I decided to have the seconds, you know. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't get out. And to get the seconds, I'd have to get out and move. So I asked my wife for seconds, you know. And she acted like she couldn't hear me.
Nice.
Yeah. So I brought it up again, you know. I was like, oh, well, I can't get a second. So maybe you can get me seconds. And she goes, oh, okay. And then she continued talking. And talking. And so finally it turned to everyone else who had gotten seconds.
Mm-hmm.
They just stopped eating. And meanwhile, I was, you know, I had to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got out to go to the bathroom. And then when I came out, everybody was in the living room watching the football game.
Perfect time to go get your seconds.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to. Then it was like, no, 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 no.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, no, I can't be doing this. I've already made my mind up of what's going on here. I can't change it and go get seconds. So I went into the living room, okay, to sit down to get my seconds, and my seconds never came.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, the dressing that she makes is so good. Oh, my God. She makes this stuffing, this cornbread stuff. Oh, it's mm-hmm. so delicious. Woo-hee! Yeah, it was good. I didn't cut the turkey this year. I would have felt better cutting it. So as much as I hate it, and I complained about it, you know.
So what do you use to cut it? Do you have an electric
knife? Yeah, we got an electric knife.
Yeah.
And I complained about when I was on MAY the week before Christmas or the week before this. I was working that week before, but I just wasn't on this station. I had to go on to work on WMAY. And I was talking about how I didn't want to cut the chicken or cut the turkey. Mm-hmm. But I will say now that I wanted to cut the turkey. I felt weird not cutting it, you know?
Because it's your job, like manly
thing to do.
Yeah, I just wanted to cut it. I don't know, you know. I don't know. I missed it, you know. I was very saddened. I was very saddened to not cut the turkey. So I think next year I'm going to, you know. I believe next year I'm definitely going to cut it.
Did you cut the cheese?
No, yeah, I did. But I was very crafty at it, you know.
Uh-huh. Because you had company over.
Yeah, like I didn't, you know, I didn't blow ass in front of the company. But I waited until, you know, like my mother and brother. I'm like, oh, we got to go. We told Bodine we'd go to his house. I'm like, oh, it's so sad. We're going to miss you. Oh. And they leave and go, oh, God, thank God. And then my buddy DC was like, he's like, oh, I got to go to another dinner. Now, this is after, I mean, he ate a full dinner, then had pie and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he went up to go get another one. And we said, oh, it'll be horrible. Oh, yeah, we'll see you later. Bye, buddy. Oh, man, it's a shame. And then he got up and he left. As soon as the door slammed, I was like, slam it. I let it loose. Oh, my God. Oh, I was like holding it for an hour. And then.
That's unhealthy holding it that long.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to. It was a big one. I could tell. Like, it wasn't a little one, like a little, you know.
Like a belly rumble kind of one.
Yeah. It was a loud one, a very loud fart. So I had to let it go, you know. I mean, one of those you prepare yourself for, like, you guys, okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. And then I put my hand on, put my hand, like, in my pocket, you know, and then let it go.
Sometimes if you hold it in, you can shart, though, and that's a danger.
No, I'm very fortunate. I don't shart. I never shart.
I have often.
But so I let it go, and it was, oh, God, it was disgusting. But I ended up eating. I ate my food, okay? And then on top of eating my food, I had pie, all right?
What kind?
I had apple pie.
What flavors then?
And pumpkin pie.
Did you have pecan?
No, I never had pecan pie.
You've never had pecan pie?
No, I mean, not this year. I didn't get any.
Oh. Thought you meant never, ever had it.
No, of course I've had it. Please. Oh, my God. I love pumpkin pie. Yeah. Brent says, Ray, did your wife put you at the place of the table where you couldn't get out? I'm like, you know, she did.
That's funny.
Then she wouldn't get you seconds? And I said, yeah, she wouldn't. And then he goes, see what's going on? I'm like, you know what? I think she did. I think she put me on some type of diet. Yeah, so I had my one round of food.
Good.
And everybody else was getting seconds though. You know, I was stuck in the table. Plus, I had a big table at first. It was very big, gigantic.
Well, there you go. You had your first and seconds all at once.
Oh no 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 no! I no.
I think you're mistaken.
I think you are mistaken.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, my first was very filling. And then I ate it. Then eventually, like I said, eventually I had to leave, you know, to go to the bathroom. Which is a pretty good shot, a pretty good sign, you know. Of course, I drove the night before. I drove for Uber, you know.
You actually got out there and did it?
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty good night to drive.
Did you go Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some good money.
I drove all night, you know.
In case Gully doesn't know, Thanksgiving Eve is probably the most drunkenest holiday next to our New Year's and then St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. It was pretty wow. It was a pretty good
because everybody
drunk
comes
day.
Home.
Yeah.
So everybody goes to the bars and drinks. And
how does tipping work with Uber? Because like I've used Uber and I always want to tip if they get me there quite quickly.
Tip
do they just
app.
Give you cash?
No, they could give you cash, yeah, but you could also just use the app to tip. Hmm. Oh, I was so angry at Uber, man. I'm driving these people around, and as I'm driving them around, I got a ticket. I got a couple tickets.
Really?
Yeah, I was so pissed off.
What area of town? North, south, east, west?
One was in the parking lot of a Shop and Save. Where I literally pulled up and dropped a guy off at the Shop and Save.
Wow.
And then he goes to put something in my trunk, right? So he's shutting the truck to go in, and as he's going in, a cop walks up and gives me a ticket, and I'm like, "What?" It gets me for parking in an illegal zone, and I'm trying to explain, you know, what's going on, as he gives me the ticket,
wow.
And I'm like, "Son of a bitch!" I'm like, "I'm not even part," you know. And then another one is I picked up these Indian guys. And not with the feathers, you know, Indians, you know, from the country. Mm. And I picked them up, and they go, "Hey, man, we need to go downtown, man." It was the weirdest accent ever. They were like these Indian guys who were, like, into all partying and stuff. But, like, usually I pick up the students that are from India. And they are very nice. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
You know, very, very pleasant.
Yes, they are.
And these guys were like pleasant, but they were cool, you know. Like, "Hey, man, we're going to get fucked up." It was really sad. "Hey, man, you have a good time, man? This is a lot of fun. Yeah, we're going to go downtown to get fucked up. We're going to really party tonight, man. We're going to party tonight." I'm like, "Okay. And man, you tell us what a good party is." "Well, downtown Lucid sounds pretty good." "Yeah, Lucid, that sounds like a good time. Get a lot of pussy." "Well, I guess you get some pussy there, yeah." "Oh, yeah, gonna knock the pussy out. Yeah, get some good pussy."
Oh,
so I'm driving. I'm like, "Oh, Jesus," you know. But they were cracking me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving, and I know I'm going the speed limit. Because I'm driving Uber. Who drives Uber fast, you know? And I'm on this road. These cars are just, you know, blowing me away, you know. They're driving so fast. And the guy pulls me over.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm like, "I wonder what's going on." I pull over wondering what the safety hazard is. And he gets out and says, "Yeah, you're doing a 46 and a 35. I need your license." And I go, "What?" And I go, "Listen, uh-huh. I don't think I was. I need your license right now, goddammit!" And I'm like, "Oh, Jesus Christ."
such a nice bloke.
I'm like, settle the fuck down. As I'm giving him my license, I go, settle it down. And then I knew I was getting, I knew there was no getting out of that ticket.
Mm-hmm. I mean, God. Now you know how I felt.
Well, he was screaming at me. He was screaming at me. And you could tell, listen, the way you could just tell they had some kind of quota or something going on that night. Because they were just pulling everybody over. And they were pulling, and I'm like, there's no way I'm doing 40, there's no way I was doing 46.
You probably clocked a different guy and got you.
That's what, you know what, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Of which I don't know how I prove that, but I'm going to court, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to court and try to fight it.
Why not?
Yeah, you know what? Why not?
Because that's how they were when they pulled me over and gave me my ticket.
It's crazy.
That's why I was like,
and they're so
that's why no bad things happen, because I was starting to get an attitude.
And they're so short-tempered. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, whatever, whatever happened to you? Hello, sir. Yeah, can I have your license, please? Okay, yeah, hold on. Let me get it for you.
Tell me I don't
there
have
you go.
When there's a muffler on the back of my car.
But for me, it was, I just see your license. Yeah, listen, I don't, what did I do? You were going 46 and a 35. Can I see your license? You know what I mean? I'm like, man, I mean, I'm reaching for the license, right? And I'm like, listen, I'm driving for Uber. And I don't think I was, give me your goddamn license right now, dude! You know, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Because he was in a hurry trying to get more people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But then he wrote me a full ticket. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Writing me a full ticket. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he's a county, but. Man, I asked him, I go, you a county or city or, shut up, sir, let me see your, and I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even answer my question.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes back and he sits in his car and he's right. Meanwhile, these guys are on the, hey, man, we just trying to get some pussy. We just trying to wait downtown to get some pussy. What does this mean? Are we not allowed to leave? I don't know what's going on. We got to get to the Lucid. I go, yeah, you just got to hold on now, guys. Just hold on. See what this guy's got me going on. What is he saying you're doing? I said, well, he said I'm speeding. Oh, there's no way that you're speeding. We thought you were going too slow. We're sitting here waiting to get some pussy. I'm like, oh, he's son of a bitch. Mother, I'm so angry, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Oh, excuse me. Oh. Yeah, so that's what I went through.
So it could be worse, right?
I got two tickets. If you combine the cost of the tickets, it's more money than I made that night.
Yeah. That really sucks.
Oh, well.
At least you didn't get shot, Ray. Isn't that what police do there?
Well, yeah. I'm a little too light to get shot, you know. Now, the Indian guys, Jesus.
Oh, well. They were, you could have been a terrorist.
The Indian guys were dark as coal, you know.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
You got me and the pussy hounds in the car. And I don't know what he thought. He thought if I was one of them or what. I'm like, I'm just giving these guys a ride. Give me your goddamn license, sir! Oh, he's crazy, this guy. I'm like, I'm sure that there are other people that you can be wasting this, you know. That you could be wasting this noise on.
You should have said to him, listen, these guys in the back just want to go and get some pussy.
They're just trying to get some pussy at Lucid, sir.
Might let you off.
I said, sir, come on. These guys, they just want pussy. And I'm just trying to get them there. I mean, I hate to use the pussy. Excuse me, officer. I hate to use the pussy defense, but these guys, they are in some dire need of some pussy. And I'm just trying to take them there. But I'm pretty sure one of the guys had drugs anyway.
Oh.
Little roofies to then get some pussy.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit, I got these pills I get to these girls. I'm gonna get some pussy.
You can imagine where they went when the policeman stopped you.
Yeah. Yeah, they were real quiet, man. I think the police in their country might be a little more rough or something.
I can imagine so.
Ours are just sometimes can get rude. I was like, son of a bitch. I'm like, just hold your fucking horses. Jesus Christ. Let's see your insurance card. I'm like, the insurance card's on the app, you know.
Right.
So I had to show the card from the ass. A pain in the ass. Anyway, so I did that, you know.
Yeah.
So now it's just, it's going to suck because I got to go. I have to go and go to court, you know.
Mm-hmm.
On December 13th.
Ugh.
Which, by the way, don't they usually give you like a month? Jesus.
And they're trying to get some money in for, before Christmas.
Exactly. And then the other one is January 3rd.
Ugh.
I'm like, January 3rd? So I'm going to have to go and sit all freaking day.
Oh.
I have to go sit all day in the courtroom, you know. Yeah. So I'll go and then I'll see if the cop's going to show up. And so I'll act like I'm going to fight it. And then if the cop, the cop will probably show up.
Watch out, because there. When I went to go find my ticket, there was not this last ticket, but a ticket I had gotten before for my seatbelt.
Yeah,
I had the bottom part on, but the part that goes up over your shoulder was broken.
Oh wow!
And the cop told me to take it to the court and fight it, but he had to give me a ticket because he wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So when I went up to the judge to try and talk to him, he's like, I'm not discussing this. Are you going to take a jury trial or are you not going to take a jury trial? And I'm like, never mind. He was grouchy.
Was the police officer there?
Yeah.
Oh, he was there? Oh. Yeah.
He didn't want to hear anything I said because there was a long line of people and he just wanted to get through it.
So seeing a lot of times like the officer won't show up, you know.
Then they drop it.
Yeah.
Oh, the town that I got it in, they always show up. Oh,
fuckers.
It's a small town.
Well, you see, the other thing is I haven't had a ticket in, oh my God, I mean, it's been a long time since I've had a ticket.
Right. I've only had two tickets, one for that seatbelt violation and now for my exhaust.
Yeah, so I'm just not used to it. I forgot what I got to do and everything, so whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm just going to go and hope for the best.
Yeah.
And if they tell me I'm guilty, I'll just delay paying as much as possible.
At least your license.
You know what I mean? I'll be like, hey, I really got to
I don't really want to drive anymore.
Well, no, I'll be like, listen, I can't pay right now. I gotta give me a delay, you know. And I'll get it delayed as far as I can. Then when they threaten a license, I'll pay it. So
yeah,
that'll be the plan. Because I don't have the money.
I know.
Like son of a bitch, I made more in fines. Okay, I made more in fines than I made in than I made in Uber.
Right.
Oh, it was crazy. I'm like, son of a bitch. I only made $155 of driving. Which sucked, you know. I was hoping to make more. I made like $200-some-odd last year. And then I was going to get up and drive this weekend, but it was so slow. It's like nobody was out Ubering.
And then you got to be careful because they'll read your plates if they're behind you.
Yeah.
And see that you're already in trouble. So if you do anything, they'll stop you.
Well, I mean, I'm a notoriously slow driver. That's my, you know. So it's like, you know, very. It's just very rare that I'm driving fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's a good one. The taste of turkey. Mm. So on Thanksgiving night, I had pies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got seconds after the pie, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I get some seconds, please?
Well, oh, dinner by that time.
Oh, yes. And I said, oh, wonderful. So I had a turkey and some stuffing, and yeah, it was really good. And then I wanted a turkey sandwich later, so. Mm-mm. It tastes like good pussy. I hope those guys got their pussy at the Lucid.
I'm sure they did.
Really, I really hope so. They're nice guys. They deserve the pussy if they got it. Because they were wonderful human beings.
Yeah.
Well, if they had row hip and all, they'd be sorted.
Yeah, what can I say? I was really hoping for them, you know. Hope you guys get some pussy. Oh, we're going to get some pussy. We got some pills in our... We're going to Cosby them. What? We're going to Cosby them. Cosby them.
Yes, sir, the Cosby is when they put a pill into the drinks of a young lady, therefore making her woozy and pass out, and you can rape them.
Well, thank nice. You. Thank you for that.
That's something to be thankful for.
Yeah. That was so awful.
Could you imagine putting the drink into, like, this would be my luck. I mean, not that I'd ever rape, you know. I've never had a rape. Like, I would put the pills in the girl's drink, you know. And then I would...
drink it yourself and so she doesn't?
No, I'd like, oh, excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom or something. You know, I'd do something after that. Because here's the thing with those pills. Like, you put them in, and it doesn't mean they're going to want to be with you. Mm-hmm. Just means they're going to want, they're getting super horny, right?
Or super... I think it makes them pass out and blank out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just puts them asleep, kind of.
Oh, shit, I know that. I thought that...
What'd you say, kind of tranquilizer?
Well, who the hell wants to sleep with somebody, who wants to go to have sex with someone who's out of it? Yeah, that's disgusting.
People from India, by the sounds of it, right?
I'm like, I got to have a little fight back, you know, I didn't want to, wait a minute.
If he was ever going to rape someone.
No, I'm not raping, I mean, like, if I have sex with someone,
yeah,
I want,
you want some fight back.
Yeah, no, I want them to be awake, and I want them to have them, make them have the decision to have sex. You know what I mean? Like, they got to make the decision in their head to have sex. And then they got to regret it, you know, during the during the act. It's been a long time since I've had sex, you know, with anyone other than my wife.
Wife is probably just, if she was listening, wait a minute.
Yeah. She goes, wait, we had sex last night. And I'm like, no. I'm talking
not
about
you.
Yeah. Not you. There's somebody I get with somebody I haven't been with before. I got to go 30 freaking years or whatever. I refuse to believe that I'm never going to have sex with anyone else other than my wife.
Well, that's what happens when you get married.
Which I know is weird because I shouldn't. I should just realize that's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
I keep hoping.
You've been fine for how many years going that way?
20. Oh, my God. How long is it? 26? 26 years.
And you just now figured out.
Well, it's just like I'm realizing, oh, shit. I'm not going to get shit, you know. Never again. Yeah.
Especially if she listens to this conversation.
Yeah, I'm just cut off from her, too.
Yeah.
I'm always hopeful that she's, like, going to say, oh, hold on, I'm gonna allow someone else to come in, you know.
Yeah, I know her. It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
I
know.
Hypnotism.
Yeah, good. I could get her hypnotized.
Yeah.
And then she'll allow me to do it, and I'll be like, well, you allowed it to happen.
You just said you wanted some fight back.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Well, you could hypnotize some fight back.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mild like fight
a zombie.
Back.
I'll hypnotize in, like, you know, you'll get a hot friend.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Hypnotize her, and then after she comes out of then she would want to.
Well, yeah, you want like a hypnotizer. Like, I just wanted to find a hot friend and bring the friend home, you know? That's what I want.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Just hypnotize, I'm not sure, for 20 minutes, and that's enough fight. Then.
I want to get some good pussy. To do the hypnotizing, we could get some good pussy on her. That's what we're going to do.
She would say, you're out of your mind.
Yeah. Then if she gets hypnotized, I go, hey, don't blame me. You're the one that you know.
She was all for it at the time.
Yeah, you were all for it. You know. Then she can get like, I don't know what I was thinking when I had this, when I had invited that guy. I said, I don't know. It was fun, you know. It was fun. But I don't know what to tell you. That's how I'd be.
Shrug your shoulders. Wasn't me. You asked for it. Yeah,
exactly. I said I wasn't even going to go for it. But I think at the celebration of my losing, you know, 100 pounds, I'll probably do that. Of which, by the way, check. I got approved for the gastric surgery.
You did?
Yes. Out of nowhere. Nice. Out of nowhere.
I'm waiting for mine, no.
The insurance company finally said, I don't know if they were sick of paying for everything else or whatever. They finally said, right. Oh, screw it. We'll give you the surgery.
It could be the final thing of being taken off of the
Taken off of the what? Yeah, what?
Of the Monday morning.
The,
What's his face? Thingy?
Phentermine.
Oh, yeah. Damn, the phentermine was crazy. I had to get off of it.
They want to put me on it.
I don't know what was going on. I was really, really getting... I was having some real anxiety issues.
And see, that's what worries me, is I already have anxiety issues really bad.
Well, you'll find out. I mean, it's...
And I'm on lots of medicine for it, so maybe it'll not have those effects.
I'm off it now, right? And I haven't had anything in a long time. But last night I was feeling a little anxious.
Because I took myself off the stuff that made me lose 60 and then I gained 20 back.
Oh.
I gained the 20 back after I quit taking it because it made me stupid.
Oh.
Because the non-official name for it is Dopamax. Because it makes you dopey.
It makes you in a big dope.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do the drugs thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like taking a vitamin or something. You just don't, you take it and you just, I didn't want any sweets at all.
Yeah.
Anything with sugar in it, I did not want. It tasted horrible to me.
So what'd you end up eating?
Regular good food.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
I wouldn't eat candy, I wouldn't have cakes, I wouldn't have soda, I wouldn't have...
That's what I need to get that
anything
stuff.
Anything that had sugar in it, I couldn't handle.
That's what I need.
Even salad dressings that were too sweet, I couldn't have.
Oh, look at that.
Because it was just so disgusting.
Yeah.
And then it started wearing off a little bit, because it needed upped, and he wasn't ready to up it yet. Oh. I kept saying... It's wearing down a little bit, and I use my one sweet thing that I could handle was lemonade, like fresh lemonade.
Yeah,
you're like sour, more sour than sweet.
You're squeezing that shit every day.
Then I started drinking that more and more, and that had sugar in it.
Drinking it like it's coming out of a fountain.
Yeah, because I would only do that like once every 2 weeks or something. I would have one. Yeah. Just for a little something. My treat for doing good was lemonade.
Huh.
But they said Phentermine next, and they also want me to try and do the gastric again. It'll be my fourth time trying.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm gonna get mine done. Yeah, I'm gonna get that gastric done.
Well, I had to do a pre-op course, which I finished last week.
Yeah?
So it's only a matter of months. But well, a lot of I don't know, because I've lost 70 pounds. So,
a lot of the time.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's doing great, isn't he? Fucker. Mm-hmm. You fucker.
I'm still a fat fucker, don't get me wrong, but I'm less of a fat fucker.
Yeah, I'm going to drop it. I'm going to drop that weight. I'm going to look good. I'm going to look sexy.
There you go.
Yeah. Get them abs, right?
I'll get them abs and get that pussy.
There you go.
Could you imagine if I lose the weight and just become a huge dickhead?
More so?
Yeah. Yeah. lose the weight and then, you know, like just become like a horrible husband. My goal is at some point I want my wife and daughter to say, you were a better person when you were fat. That's my goal. So, yep, that's right.
So, you wouldn't have the surgery, so you become a massive asshole.
Yeah, because I want to lose. I want to lose enough weight to make fun of fat people.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you were at some point in your life.
Yeah, that's my goal.
I still make fun of fat people now. Okay.
Me too.
If someone's fatter than me,
yeah, but I want to, but I want to really make fun of them. You know.
Yeah,
that's how much I want to do it.
Fatty wobbler.
You fatty wobbler.
Bastard.
No, but anyway, I got approved for it.
That's awesome. So what's your next step?
I don't know. I would go to check with the doctor this week, but then I'm going to, you know, follow through with what I got to do. But, you know, they're all,
awesome.
They're all trying to, they try to get it done before,
Which one are you having? Do you know?
I don't know yet, but you know, there's no way they're going to
do the sleeve on me.
They're not going to get it done before the first of the year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckers.
Because well, they maybe want me to have your surgery same time I have mine.
They want want me to pay the full freight.
Yeah. Know?
They don't want me to get, you know, because we've already paid the whatchamacallit, you know, the who's a what's it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to pay so much for the insurance, and then once you pay that, then it could just covers everything.
Mm-hmm. See, mine won't pay for the nutrition classes, and it won't pay for the psychiatric courses that they
mine,
make you go through.
Mine
and
covers...
Like five, it'll cost like $500 altogether.
Mine covers...
And I don't have that.
Mine covers everything.
Oh, you're lucky.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just,
because one
thank
of my
God.
Friends that had it done has covered everything, too.
Yeah, because it didn't cover shit, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's covering everything. Thank
well,
God.
Mine's free.
With my luck, okay, with my luck, like, it'll be everything, and then I'll get in there, and right before the surgery, like, Trump will reverse something.
Yeah.
Like, you'll repeal Obamacare, and it'll be like,
yeah,
you're not getting shit. And I'm like, no!
Yeah.
Because it's definitely the Obamacare that's getting it for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where mine's going to be coming from.
Yeah, so. Oh, well. Oh, well. What do you do?
I'm hoping mine will be after Christmas, though.
Really?
Yeah. So you can eat for Christmas.
So I can just have one big blowout and get really fucked up as well.
Not me. I don't care. I don't care.
Thing is, though, I went a bit mad yesterday. I had a small slice of cake and I had a large dinner with turkey and everything, but I didn't eat the whole dinner. But I wanted to go to the gym today, and because I ate loads of crap yesterday, I just don't feel motivated to go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. It's a tryptophan.
I will get back into it tomorrow, though. I'll go to the gym tomorrow. Yeah. I've got an interview on Wednesday as well with it.
So you've you're actually going to the gym and everything, huh?
Yeah.
Look at you. Look at you. You are so
doing the weights and all that.
Dedication.
Yeah.
I joined a gym. It's quite cheap, actually.
Look at you. Aren't you something?
I know. I've got a job interview Wednesday as well.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my heavens.
I know. With a well-known fruity-based technology company.
Really? So what, are you getting out of radio and you're going back to the technology company?
Well, I'm still going to do the radio thing, but it's not paying me no money at the moment, so I need money. So I've got to do what I've got to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad I'm going to get it, so. I'll keep everybody up to date. So I'm
That's
sure there's
so
three,
awesome.
I'm sure there's
so
three or four. Yeah, we say that, but. I'm sure there's three or four bad things that'll happen before, you know.
Yeah, it'll be good.
I'm sure something bad's going to come out of it soon enough.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Fuckers. That's the way my life goes, you know.
Right.
Just tell them, I need to get it done because I need to get myself some, you know, easy pussy.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got to get some easy pussy. Yeah, we need to go to Lucid.
To do a three-way.
We need to go to Lucid to get some pussy, man. Hey, Ray, you got your surgery yet?
Getting to the top of the list.
Look on the bright side. Just think how big your dick's going to get.
That's what I'm going to think about. I'm going to worry about, I'm going to focus on my dick.
Remember what I told you. Every 30 pounds equals an inch.
That's what she says. Nikki says 30 pounds equals an inch.
So I've lost 70 pounds, and I can tell you right now that's bullshit.
There you go. See? I told you. Nikki, I told you that was bullshit.
What it's supposed to
be. It can't be because my dick would be massively huge.
Yeah, in that, if I lose all this weight, I'm going to have a 12-inch, put it that way.
I'd have like a porn star dick. I know I don't have a porn star dick.
How you doing, Gully?
Yeah, I know that's,
I'm washing me hair.
That is not true. There's no way that's true. Yeah. But I'll take it. I don't care. Give me the same dick. I just want to feel better.
Yeah.
I like to be able to walk again, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, goddamn.
It's funny going to the gym, though, right? Because I can push a bit of weight because I'm not exactly weak anyway. I'm just a bit fat. And because I live in an area that's populated by, like, Bangladeshis and Indians, they're also really small. So I'm pushing weights that are bigger than them. And I feel like I'm through the gym like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something when I'm just a fat guy who can push weights.
Yeah,
just pick one of them up and start lifting them above your head.
No, he's right. They're small. I mean, they really are. I notice just in the people I drive, you know.
Yeah, they are.
There's not a lot of fat Indians.
No.
Which is cool. I mean, because there's like billions of them.
There's lots of bald ones.
Ben put a thing up. It says, Ray, you do realize with the bypass surgery, no more soda or eating a lot. You can only eat a cup or two of food every meal, and you cannot drink it all during the meal. Well, that's good. Yeah, no, that's good.
And you won't want to.
Yeah.
You can't have soda and beer eventually because my girlfriend's brother's had it done, and can't as much, but it takes a year or so, but you can still drink little amounts.
They don't want you to.
No, of course they don't.
I'm fine with not doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I'd miss beer though. I would miss beer.
Yeah, not me.
I will miss beer.
No, I would not miss the beer.
It's the bubbles because it expands your stomach.
Yeah, I don't think I'd miss anything. I really don't. I think I'd be back to, you know, feeling normal.
Mm-hmm.
Let her go to get some pussy. Let her go to Lucid.
Oh, Lord.
That's nice. I filled in
Maybe
on it.
Maybe I should go ahead and go get it, and three of us can have a competition.
Yeah, to see who loses the most.
Yeah.
Well, I should get a competition.
Body weight.
I've
got it.
Love competitions.
I've got a connected scale, and so I weigh myself all the time. And then it lies. Sometimes it says I'm fatter than I am. The lying bastard. I've got an app and I'm like, out of that, I didn't put 8 kilos on in 2 days. Fuck off. And then, I swear on it.
That's water weight more than likely.
It's bullshit weight. That's what it is.
I don't care about what I weigh. I just want to feel better, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel better. I'll be honest, I feel better than I've ever felt. Since me 20s.
Good for you, man.
That's awesome.
It's a miracle how good you feel now. Mm. And when you get off of it, you know, when you get off the weight and stuff, when you get off the diet and stuff, you'll just start eating. And you'll still be feeling good. And the next thing you know, when you wake up one day and it's like, oh, I feel like shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The way you gain weight, I don't know. It's an astounding process.
It's kind of like bouts of depression.
You think so?
Yeah. That's how I do it.
No, it's not like me. It's like...
It's like I don't care anymore. Just give me the food. And there's a little bit of depression there.
No, it's like when I lose weight, I just don't care. I'm like, whatever, you know. And I'm just going about my things. And I'm finally like, oh, I'm starting to feel better. And I'll be like, whoa, I really feel better.
So you want to reward yourself.
And then it'll dawn on me. it'll dawn on me, oh, it's because I'm not eating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then just whatever, going through whatever thing, and finally I could start eating again. And
yeah.
And that's when it, you know, usually gets me.
This is like Fat Bastards Anonymous today, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't get it. But anyway, I want to get to the point to just lose a bunch, you know. I just have it become natural.
If I don't get the operation, I would actually put it back on because I enjoy eating. I'm not going to say I don't because I do.
I'm going to say I don't. Here's what I don't enjoy is eating shit that, you know, like you don't even taste.
Mm.
Like eating just to eat. Ugh.
Yeah.
So I am, you know, I'm very looking forward to that.
I might force myself to go to the gym after this, I think.
Really? So you like the gym? Good for you.
I enjoy it. I put on some really heavy metal and then just zone out and make sure I can do my reps. I've got a little plan. I've got like three sets of 10 on one and the other, and yeah.
Oh, look at you.
I've got everything. So.
Are you walking around? Are you wearing like a shirt that it doesn't have sleeves and stuff?
No, I'm not a twat.
Walking around going, wait, watch out. Get out of the way. Gully, I'm here, you know.
Listen, bro. Backwards cap on.
Listen, bro. I gotta do these curls, man. So move
just
your ass.
By the machines, holding the protein shake like an arsehole.
Yep. Shaking here with my balls hanging out the side of my shorts.
Just getting my carbs.
Good Lord.
Yeah, don't mind me. Shit.
There's people who spend
more time
talking.
Hey, man, you guys watching the MMA over the weekend?
just deadlifted 5,000 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'd get an MMA fighting myself, but I think it'd probably be unfair. Yeah. Yeah.
I got 7 episodes of Tang last night. You
should. Oh, well. It'll be fun eventually. So, but, yeah. But I'm not, listen, I'm saying it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Be optimistic. It's okay.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm kind of thinking something's going to happen to, you know.
Well, everybody thinks that.
Something will happen to deny it, you know.
Yeah.
The way I'm looking at it now, it's not being confirmed. I haven't got a date, but I'm going to continue to lose weight. So regardless of whether they say yes or no, I'm going to do it anyway. So fuck you, surgery. That's how I'm looking at it now. Because it's been a year and a half going through the process, and I can't be fucking bothered with thinking about it anymore.
Right.
Good for you. That's how you get some pussy?
Yep. Without the use of drugs.
Yeah, to get some pussy, you must do it. The pussy shall be yours. You shall masterfully be getting the pussy.
I shall be the pussy master.
You shall be the master of pussy.
Oh, my God.
Gully will master the pussy for everyone. That's what he'll do.
Pussy dripping off every arm.
So there you go, man. You're going to be in a major role. We're all going to be very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of you.
Pussy master.
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna try to get on something this week, I think.
Yeah.
Find something you enjoy and just.
You see, the problem with after Thanksgiving diets, though, is you get on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just when they're kicking in is when Christmas comes.
Christmas.
I know. And it's really a lost cause. You're like, oh, shit. Now I got Christmas cookies and all these other delicious foods. Shit.
Right.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Tamales.
Fuck you, Santa Claus.
Yeah. Just everything to get you fat again. Oh, well. I guess I'll just put up with whatever.
That's the attitude, sir. That's a very, very healthy attitude where you can be healthy like I am. Ugh. Where I do my lifting all the time and go to the gym and stand around and with my power drink and lift weights with my bros.
Sounds like a wonderful time, little Noid.
Absolutely, sir. And one of my favorite lifters is Harry. He was a camp counselor of mine.
Really? So you guys lift together?
Oh, yes, sir. He is a fantastic spotter. He will spot me all the time. Like, he'll get behind me when I'm doing the bench. And he will hold on to the weight when I lift it off the bar. And then I will bring it down to my chest, and it will be so heavy that I can't push it up. And I'm trying and trying. And Harry will be right near my head, his waist, and he'll be trying to pick up the bar. And as he tries to pick it up, his penis and balls will go out of the side of the shorts and go into my mouth. It seems to happen quite often. And I'm going, but Harry, you've got to get your... And it'll be terrible. And then it'll turn out that he'll... someone will be walking by and they'll grab one-handed and lift the weight off of my person. And then Harry, a few minutes later, will say, oh, excuse me, my testicles fell into your mouth. This is terrible.
That actually sounds like... sounds like your friend Harry is... he's utilizing putting you in bad situations in order to find an excuse to stick his testicles in your mouth.
Well, I never thought of that before, sir. It's quite interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Bit of teabagging?
Yeah. Some teabagging going on.
Dunk.
Yeah. I'll be damned. Yeah, that's another thing, man. I want to lose weight. I want to be able to stand up and fuck, you know. That's something that I haven't done. I haven't been able to stand up and have sex in many a year.
Yeah.
Stand up and drive it home. But I'll have all that skin, you know.
Well, you'll probably be able to get the surgery.
Mm. You think so?
Because if it becomes a health problem.
So I just got to lie and make it a health problem?
Well, what it is you'll get, like, rashes and stuff like that.
Oh. I'll say, oh, I have a rash. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, tough shit. They'll say, tough shit, fatty.
Then they'll pay for it.
Oh, they'll pay for it? Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Need to make sure they pay for it.
As long as it's not cosmetic. If it's something that, you know, you can prove that it's a problem, they'll do it.
Oh, it's so problematic. The hair around my the skin around my asshole is all it's hanging.
The lack of pussy is probably affecting you, right? You probably get it off of that.
Yeah.
More pussy, please.
More pussy, please. Thank you, sirs.
Immediately.
I would like some pussy immediately.
Get that on your insurance.
Yeah, so I'm gonna I want to get on that. That's my big reveal today is. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, I got word that I'm going to get the surgery.
That is so
excellent.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
It is cool.
Right?
Awesome.
Yep.
I'm jealous.
I'm you're at the beginning and I'm at the end, pretty much just waiting for a date. No. I need jealous to ring them up and chase them. I need to chase them up, to be honest.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good that we're, you know, that we're both heading into the home stretch. Well.
Yes. Heading into Pussy Mountain.
I guess I got to go through a bunch of stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems to me I shouldn't have to, but.
Everybody does.
Well, I think I can get it done without any kind of.
See, last time I made it farther than anybody had given me a chance before, and it was my third time.
And they cancel you. Why do they cancel you?
Either they think I have too much depression, or they think that I'm on too many medications, or this third time, they finally took it to the doctors for the doctors to decide. And the doctors decided that they wanted me to do their non-surgical for a while and see if that works. And my insurance wouldn't pay for it.
Oh, that's insane.
They only pay for the bariatric.
Insurance is just a total bullshit over
there,
to be honest.
And it was hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and I don't have that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to zip through, you know. Going to zip on through.
Well, by the time you do go through everything, it does go pretty fast.
Yeah.
From a friend of mine that went through it.
I just want to get it done to get my knees fixed, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, I feel so much better.
Oh, I bet.
Because I, you know, then I'll be a machine.
Terminator?
I think my wife could give a shit. I just don't think she cares, you know? She'd be like,
I've been trying to get out of mine.
Just fix him.
I've been telling my girlfriends I've lost enough weight that I might not get it done, but she won't let me. So
my wife will be like, do you really have to fix him? Because then he's going to want to be on top of me and feel disgusting and.
Oh, stop it.
No, I know what I know what goes through her mind. I'm aware of it, you know. I know what's going on.
You think you know.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh shit, I don't want to." She'll be like, "Oh god damn." She'll be like, "I don't want to sleep with this beast."
You won't be a beast.
Ugh. She's going to be like, oh, I'm going to have sex with him. Ugh.
Oh, stop.
No. She'll be like, ugh. The thought of his sweaty ass. Ugh.
Why is your ass going to be sweaty?
It just will be. It'll be a sweaty ass.
You'll be skinny, though.
Yeah.
You'll have a bony ass. And a six-pack if you really want it. A
bunch of skin.
The trick to it is exercise the surgery.
Got to exercise?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Lifting weights is a good one when you can get to the point of doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I started doing it now.
And that helps with the loose skin and everything.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to have to lift, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, bro, what are you squatting?
6 midgets and an Indian.
That's fantastic. I was squatting the other day. I was squatting so hard I shit my pants.
Oh, God.
How many times do you like to shit while you're squatting?
5 times a day.
Oh, yeah. That's a good round of squatting. Get 5 dirty shits out.
All that protein.
You and poop.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to get that shit. Get that shit out. Squat so hard I'm shitting my pants. Absolutely. That's what I'm thinking about. Hell, I shit Ebola.
Ebola?
No. I shit out about 5 bowls the other day while I was lifting. Yep, knocking it out.
Enough of that.
Grunting.
That's enough.
I shit out a small baby.
Well, I thought it was a baby. It turned out to be a turkey, but oh well.
Corn for eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
We have some breaking news.
What is the breaking news?
There's an active shooter on the campus at Ohio State.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw that, and it was like a Facebook thing. I guess that's true.
It's all over.
I'll be damned.
They're telling everybody to continue to shelter in place and avoid the area of the college.
Huh.
It says, run, hide, fight, Watts Hall, 19th and College.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Damn, going to school and have to put up with that. At Ohio State, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
God, you wouldn't think that's happening at Ohio State. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Well, I saw it pop up about 10 minutes ago, but now it's all over the place.
I'll be damned. Well, I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me upset. Oh, well. Yeah, so that's the extent of my knowledge of, you know, what happened right before Thanksgiving. Like, out of the nowhere, I got in the mail. I got it in the mail.
That's so awesome. It's so great.
Because they had said no so many times, then out of nowhere they sent it and said, you know, they sent it and said, hey, we're just going to approve you.
Yeah.
That's what they've done in the UK, rather than spend all the money on, like, all the injuries and all the shit happens when you're really fat. They've just let everyone who wants to go for it, within reason, obviously, to get it done, because it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's going on with me, is it's like, you know, it was, I think they started, oh, they're like, oh, shit, they're going to pay so much for his knee problems. And so much, you know, well, I'll tell you what happened. This doctor, well, I don't know if I should, I can get into it right now. This doctor that I got, I'm using these weight loss, these pills for weight loss that are diabetic pills.
Oh.
Although I'm not diabetic.
Is it the metformin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
But she put me on the metformin.
Because it helps with weight loss.
Just in case, you know. Whatever. Well, whatever. As soon as they saw that, they're like, oh, shit, he's diabetic now. And so I think that actually
helped.
Yeah, and I think they saw that, and they're like, oh, shit, now he's got diabetes. He's got bum legs. I mean, my walking's gotten horrible. I can't walk anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so unhealthy, you know.
Right.
And they just decided, oh, screw it, you know, let's just approve him.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be great.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that it'll happen soon, so. That's my goal.
Time is right.
Yeah.
And they have you ready.
The time is right. Meanwhile, I've been, I'm filling in over at WMAY quite a bit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
When are you doing that next?
I'm doing it in December.
Nice.
Start like the middle of December for, I don't know, doing it mornings and afternoons. And now when I do mornings, we're going to move the start time of the show, guys, if you don't mind. You know,
that's fine.
We'll probably record it a day in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And the afternoons are easy. I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't have to get up early.
Yes, I know you'll like that. I know you'll like that. But we'll do regular times. Like, when I do afternoons, we'll just go ahead and do regular times, so.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to just, you know.
Getting out there. And
yeah, I like being active. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been so, you know, I'm so, I'm happy when I don't have to do anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like not doing anything.
Yeah, it puts you in a funk.
Yeah. It's just staying home all the time makes it go, ugh, you know. I mean, I can handle it, but,
What sucks is when you want to go do something and there's nothing to do.
Yeah, well, no, I can always find something to do, you know.
Not me.
I can always find something.
I do something, but I can't find something to do.
Yeah. Well, we should go to a dinner. Oh, no, I can't. We can't go to dinner. We're going to end up. Everything's around food.
Yeah.
Or go to breakfast or, you know.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah, like go to coffee. Yeah, it's a good idea.
But there's cake at coffee shops, though. That's
oh, yeah, we don't want that.
Maybe just the water.
We should go.
Let's go for a water.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go for, we got to go to like a breakfast place, okay?
Uh-huh.
And order like eggs.
Yeah, I'm supposed to eat an egg every morning.
Yeah, like the eggs are good for you, you know?
Or carrot sticks.
Yeah.
And water.
My cardiologist told me to eat one egg every morning.
Absolutely, right?
Because I don't have heart disease, but I need the protein.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I think I'm going to do is eat some eggs. I do like eggs. I like some good scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Give me a good scramble. I'll eat some ketchup with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or else I'll have it.
It's a must.
Or I'll have it with cheese.
Yeah.
Or I'll have it. You know what I mean? I'll just have an egg.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yep.
Just an egg. So that's Sounds my good. Plan. That's my plan, to eat eggs. I should go out every day and go eat an egg, you know?
There you go.
Go drive out, get myself after the show. Oh, I got to go get my egg. And drive out to the local cafe and sit down and say, can I get an egg?
Just an egg.
Give me an egg, please. You just want an egg? Yeah, just one egg.
I'm water.
I also like hard-boiled eggs.
And they'll be like, well, sir, you want to look at the menu? You want to see that we have some great pancakes on sale. Pancakes? Oh. We have some French toast. Oh, French toast. Oh, my. That's my fear with going to get an egg, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll turn into a whole fucking a whole breakfast thing, you know.
Yeah.
Just a huge vat of food. Next thing you know, I'm having two bowls of oatmeal, three eggs, some bacon, some sausage, pancakes.
You said sausage.
Yeah, see? Mm. My 15-inch sausage after I lose all the weight.
Yeah. That's just the width.
Nikki's bullshit of her weight bullshit. I really think that's a lie. That's a lie to get guys to lose weight.
It is.
You know.
It definitely is.
I'm sure it's going to get bigger just because, like, the pubic, whatever, like, the fat right above your penis, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of fat, you know?
It's like a pouch.
Yeah, like a pouch. And then as you lose the weight, you lose that. And then as you lose that, it'll look bigger, but it's just not going to get bigger, you know.
No.
It's just not going to happen. And if it does, maybe a couple inches, but.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. It's not going to massively grow because you're losing weight.
No, it's not going to turn into a spear.
Yeah. And I'll try it. But does it get any thicker? You know? I want the penis to grow thicker, big girthier. Give me some girth.
You need to get some penis weights.
I need some girth and some length and some penis weights.
Yep.
You don't mind me, I'm just hauling around 15 pounds. Oh, you're 15 pounds? Around my penis. Trying to get some good girth. Yeah. Doing some penis weights. Yep.
This is my penis shake.
Yep. Don't mind me. Oh, well. So there you go. We're back. Thank God, by the way. I miss doing a show. I really miss doing a show. And now I gotta get this show and I got to put it up. But then I'm also working on TJ's webpage.
It's length. I just looked it up.
It's what? Oh, it's length that you lose the. Yeah, I just think that's bullshit, though, Nikki. I think that's a myth about trying to get guys to work out and feel better and stuff.
I just sent it to you.
Of which, hey, you know, if it does,
Dr. Oz said so.
Dr. Oz. Oh, Dr. Oz is a. Oh, you know what I mean, Dr.
I
Oz.
I heard it somewhere. That's where I heard it.
Bullshitter. Let's see. One of the most interesting clips of Dr. Oz on Oprah's show was when he told Oprah back in 2006 that overweight men who lose 35 pounds of fat will gain 1 inch in their penis.
penis length and cut off the length.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, are you doing any Black Friday shopping today?
No.
Nobody's doing.
I don't have any money.
Cyber Monday.
I don't have any money. What am I going to spend?
Well, it'll be cheap.
Yeah.
It might get an egg half price.
Yeah. So I'm saying I don't know. I don't have any money to spend. You go, well, it'd be cheap.
I don't either.
It doesn't matter how fucking cheap it is. I don't have any money.
Unless it's cheap free.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, that there's my motivation to lose weight, by the way.
What? New clothes?
No, is I finally realized that I just that I can't you know what I mean? Like I can't gain money. I can't make a bunch of money.
Right. Yeah, get those knees fixed.
Yeah. And when I lose the weight, I'll be able to make some money.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because you know what? Like they don't say that that's why they're not hiring you. But
yeah,
I know that's why they're not hiring mm-hmm. me, you know.
Well, once you've lost all the weight, right, you become a porn star with your 12-inch penis.
Yeah. Well, my 15. Be my 15-incher, Gully.
There you why go. Not?
My 15-incher.
Ray the Spear Lytle.
Every 35 pounds. I don't even know how many 35 pounds I... if I lose 350 pounds...
You'll have to coil it around your leg.
Yeah, if I lose 350 pounds, I could gain 10 inches. What am I going to do with 10 inches?
Anaconda.
Yeah, there's no way that's true.
You'd have to tape it to your leg.
Yeah. I got to be honest. I think having a really, really big dick would be a hassle, you know?
Yeah, because it scares some girls away.
No, I don't even care about the girls. I'm just saying that, you know, like, for me, it would it would be a really big pain in the ass. Like, getting it stuck in things and, yeah.
Hard doors and...
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Like my boob.
I'm just saying, it's like, it's too, you know... I don't know. It's just too much.
Too much
cock.
Thing.
Yeah, too much cock. Too much cock toasting. Yeah, so that's my fear. Having too big a cock. Oh well.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse, I guess. You know, no cock at all. rather take some than none.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, put it in my pants and stuff. Oh, Jesus.
Strap it to your leg.
Yeah, it's like, it just sounds like a lot.
Lasso women with it?
Yeah, lasso women with it. And I tell you what, I'm pretty sure. And I'd end up cheating or something, you know.
No. Word would get around, right?
Yeah, word would get around.
Here's big dick.
I'd be like, oh, hold on, I got to use this big dick. I'm married, but these girls have to see it, so hold on a second. Let me pull this fucker out.
See, this could be a good scenario because you'd be giving it to her so good all the time. She'd get tired of having to have it all the time and have to bring some other girl in.
Maybe you're right. I would be. I bet I would be. I mean, hell, I'm incorrigible now. You know, I couldn't imagine. Oh, my wife would be like, fuck. More? Jesus.
Get off of me.
Yeah, she's like, oh, god damn. It's disgusting. You know, oh, man, I just. Yeah, she would not. But I don't think she'd be impressed.
Well, she'd definitely be impressed if it was that big.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. At least I'm gonna lose the weight, you know.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yep. Oh well. So I have I gotta make the I'm building the new Mayhem Unleashed podcast today. That's one of the things on my You know, because I wasn't doing anything. I'm on vacation, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm building that to plug those guys, MayhemUnleashed.com. That'll be up and running here very soon. Let's see, what else am I doing that I could plug away? Like I said, I'll be on MAY soon. So I got to do that. And then we'll be back here. It's time to get this thing going again, right? Although I am thinking I'm going to cut the show to an hour, you know, instead of an hour and a half daily. But I think I'm going to cut it to an hour.
Put the show on a time.
8:30 to 9:30.
I don't know. I'm thinking, mate. Well, don't you think so?
Or 9 to 10.
I'm thinking 9 to 10. But
oh, I like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking instead of 8:30 to 9:30, maybe move it 9 to 10. And yeah, just wrap it up by 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Sorry.
Of course, you know. I mean, that's what. What do you guys think, Gully? I want you more on more of the shows too. You should be on.
If it's later, then it's better for me because I have a lot of things to do in the day, like editing and recording and stuff like that.
Nikki, would you go 9 to 10?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Do that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can handle 9 o'clock better than I can handle 8:30.
It really doesn't.
That half an hour really makes a difference.
Well, I like to wake up early, but you know
I
what?
Don't.
But going on the air is like, ugh.
See, I'm weird. I can wake up between like 5 and 6, fine.
Right. Like if we started at 6.
Between 8:30 and 9, fine.
If we started at 6.
In between, I'm horrible.
If we started at 6, though, it'd be easier, right? Than it would to. I know it's strange for people, but it is easy to start at 6 or 7 in the morning. But going at 9, going from 9 to 10 is good. You know, when I've done a lot of different shifts in radio.
Yeah.
I've done mornings. I've done afternoons. And I've done middays. And I'm telling you right now, the funnest shift is middays.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's the best.
I enjoy 8 till 10 yeah, at night.
I'm telling you, 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. or 10 a.m., you know, somewhere around there, until like noon or 1 or whatever. That's the best shift. That's the best shift. I did that at MAY, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did 9 to 1 every day, and it was, fuck, it was no, I did 9 to noon every day, and it was fantastic. I mean, it really was. It was really something else.
Right.
So.
Because you're awake, you have time to get your stuff together.
Yeah. And then when I did, let's see, what did I do?
Relaxed.
I did 10 a.m. to 2.
2.
Or 1, whatever it was.
That was 10 to 2.
Yeah, and that's when they had Leech in the morning. They put Fritz Pfister on for an hour. And
ugh.
I love that name, by the way.
And then me, yeah, Fritz Pfister here. And then me. That was the funnest. I'll tell you, that was the funnest shift I ever worked.
Yeah.
It really was a good time. So, being back there, I do like that. I mean, I don't want to fire. I don't want anybody to lose their job, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a fun shift.
I like the night because you can be a little bit more risky.
Yeah. Except it takes away from, you know. It just takes away from everything, you know, from life.
Mm.
However, I will say, when we did the Breaking Curfew show in 2010, I think it's like 2010. That show was a blast.
It was all right for you. It was like 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I know. That sucks. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Ray.
But it was really fun. I mean, it was a good time. Yeah. And, you know, like if somebody in radio said, listen, you put that up on a satellite, we'll pick that up. I would do that again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would.
Because that was a very fun time to do a show. Because you would think, boy, 10 o'clock at night, who the hell's listening to that? But, and boy, most, by the way, I say 10, but I want to say a lot of times it was like 11 o'clock before we even started.
That's what my show is now, isn't it? 10 till 12.
Yeah. See? Jesus.
It's a pain in the arse getting home. And sometimes I will pre-record the last 45 minutes and not tell anyone. But, yeah. I don't mind it. I don't mind the night. A perfect slot for me, I've found, is 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. I've still got enough energy to see me through till 10. And I'm all right with that time.
See, I'd be afraid of missing television, but...
I'm not a big TV person. I stream stuff all the time now.
So. I gotta watch my sports, you know, my TV. Well, you know, Cubs games and stuff. But, yeah, that'd be a good hour. Who knows? What I think. So we decided 9 until 10.
When are we starting this?
I don't know. When do you want to start?
You should probably start it beginning of next week to give people time to adjust and know.
You think so?
Yeah, get the word out.
Yeah.
All right, so 8:30 to 9:30 this week and then 9 to 10 next week.
Okay. I won't be on tomorrow because I've got to record a radio show, and Wednesday I've got an Apple interview, so I'm going to be away for a few days anyway. So
look at you.
Mr. Big Time.
Yeah, Mr. Big Time.
No, I'm just working in a store.
Mr. Big Time.
I just need money, man. I've got expensive taste in egg.
Well, Nikki and I will be here, right, Nikki?
Yeah.
Good. I'm hoping Nikki will be here 4 days this week.
This week.
Yeah.
Crack that whip.
And then we'll go. Then we'll move like 9 to 10 next week.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well. I guess I'll wrap it up. It's time.
It's 10 o'clock on the dot.
It's time. So listen, we want to thank everybody for listening. We are back tomorrow from 8:30 to 9:30 again. Or 8:30 to, yeah, whatever time. Who knows? What the fuck? I don't know. And that's what we'll do. And then we're going to move the show 9 to 10.
Sounds good.
All right. Yeah, I like that. It's a lot better. Right? It'll get people to, you know, it'll give people a chance. And I'll be in like 8:30. I'll be playing music, though, you know.
Yeah.
Play music and best of stuff from 8:30 to 9. So anyway, that'll be starting soon. That is the Morning Disaster this today. Monday, right?
Yeah, it's Monday.
God, I'm so frazzled. I'm so frizzed out from being off the air. There you go. Morning Disaster for today, Monday, November 28th, 2016.